So, first dream we are going to talk about today. It's pretty interesting, actually. The characters that are going to be named are going to be Jonah, Dylan, Ella, Angelique, and Angel. Now, for the first three names, I don't know anyone named that. So, yeah, I just made up the names. So, let's get started. I am in high school. And me and my best friend, Angel, are going to make breakfast. Well, I had stayed up all night the night before just watching movies. And Angel, on the other hand, actually slept. So in the morning, when I did fall asleep, I was deep asleep. And Angel woke up pretty early. So he decided to start making the breakfast. And then after he's done making the breakfast, he comes in my room. And she's like, Angelique. Hello, Angelique. Angelique. After he calls my name four more times, I believe, he decides to get a cup of freezing cold water and dumps it on my head. That wakes me up for sure. So I'm woken up and he's like, what were you doing last night for you to be in such deep sleep? I said, I was watching movies all night last night. And honestly, I don't regret it. But now I do. If I would have known that you were going to dump freezing cold water on me. He's like, well, sorry, I just had to wake you up. Anyways, breakfast is done. I said, okay, I'll be down there soon. So, I got dressed into a yellow and white striped, I wouldn't call it a tube top. Like, kind of like a spaghetti strap, but, yeah. And a black denim skirt and some white Vans. And I was just living life. And I wanted to do my makeup for the first time in forever, so I did my makeup. I go downstairs and Angel's like, what took you so long? And I said, I'm sorry. Just girl things. He said, okay, come on, eat up because we have to go. So I ate my breakfast in like two bites. And we started heading back over. So after that, I was like, hey, we should just go to, like, this donuts kind of coffee shop after school. He was like, okay, okay. So, we're driving to school, and I'm realizing I forgot my backpack. I didn't want to tell Angel, so he pointed it out for me. He said, Angelique, where's your backpack? I said, oh, I forgot it at home. I said, oh my gosh, Angelique. So we rushed back home and we got my backpack and we started speeding to school. As I'm trying to write down all of my notes. Angel is just speeding, just worried about us not getting to school on time. So I'm just here taking my notes, like. Angel is just like, you should have done your homework while you were up all night watching movies. I said, I'm sorry. Okay, I just got caught up and I forgot about everything. He said, well, what am I gonna do with you, actually? So we got to school. My notes are all done. And I'm just having a good time. And we're all just like in class, and this new kid, who is Jonah, is like barely coming into class. He's a new kid. So I'm sitting there writing down my notes. And our teacher, he's like, everyone stop. I'd like to introduce you a new student today. Here we have is Jonah. Jonah Sharp. And I'm like, oh, Jonah is a new kid. Like, I am the person who like tells everyone, like I just basically show everyone around the school. So he's like, Angelique Martinez, can you come up here and escort Jonah throughout the school? And I said, yes, of course. So my other friend Dylan, he was like, oh, like you're so lucky, like you get a free pass out of school today, basically. I said, yeah, I know, I barely finished my homework. He said, well, good luck. So I'm talking to this kid Jonah, and I'm showing him around the school, and like he was like, oh, do I have to like take notes? And I said, here. Like, I gave him a sheet of paper, and on the sheet of paper was basically a love letter to Dylan. Dylan has a girlfriend named Ella. So Jonah's like taking his notes. And when he runs out of paper on one side, he flips to the other side. And there's my love letter. He said, whoa, what's this? And I look over at the piece of paper and I'm like, it's nothing. It's really nothing. He said, no, let me see. And I said, no, this belongs in the garbage. Thank you, bye bye. And he's like, whoa, like, what was that all about? I just wanted to see it. I said, no. You cannot see it. You don't need to see it. And I kind of felt bad because I was kind of being harsh on Jonah. But he didn't need to see what I do. So I gave him a new sheet of paper, but I'm very dumb. I ended up giving Jonah my report card. I don't have anything to hide about my report card. Not really, but. So, what? He's taking his notes. Like. And I'm just showing Jonah around the school, and then we get to the lunchroom. He's like, my favorite. As he's writing down all of his notes for the lunchroom, he flips over because he ran out of room and sees my report card. And he decides not to tell me this time because he doesn't want me to crinkle it up. Well, he sees that I kind of failed my English class. And he's like, oh, what's this? You failed English? And I said, okay, Demichard, that's enough. Please, I don't want to seem like I'm rude. Just don't look through my stuff, please. I'm not trying to come off as rude, but I had to retake the English test. And I still failed, hence why I failed English. It's not my best subject, and I'm sorry that I'm coming off as rude, but I hid my report card from my mom, and I didn't know I gave it to you, and I'm so sorry. He's like, it's fine, like, you don't need to worry, like, I won't tell your mom. And then the school bell rings, and it's lunchtime. He said, oh, well, good thing we're already here because I'm starving. I said, haha, yeah. He said, since I don't know anyone, can I sit at your table with you and your friends? I said, yeah, but if you spill one little peep about that love letter to my friend Dylan, consider yourself unassociated with me and my friend group. He said, okay, got it, no spilling. So, Angel gets to the lunchroom first. And she's like, yes. And he's like, oh, who's your new friend? I said, Angel, this is Jonah. Jonah, Angel. This is Jonah Sharp, the new kid. I'm showing him around. He said, whoop, whoop, good for you, good for you. And Jonah's like, hey, you're really lucky. I mean, me and Angela transferred here to school, but when we were younger, she showed me around school too. And honestly, she's really good at describing details. I said, haha, thanks, Angel, go get your food. He said, okay. Do you want anything? I said, my hot Cheetos, sir. He said, okay, coming right up. So, Jonah's like, wow, you're a hot Cheetos girl, and looks like you have a boyfriend already. I said, oh, okay. I'm not gonna get mad at you because you're new. Angel is my best friend and not my boyfriend. Now, you may say, that's impossible. Like, you can't be friends with a guy. You're a girl. Well, Jonah Sharp, Angel is not into girls. There. So, yeah. Gonna keep talking about this or no? He said, no, I'm sorry. So sorry. So, after that, like, it's basically the end of the day. And Jonah's like, hey, like, I can help you study for English since I'm pretty good at it. And I said, okay, yeah, that sounds really nice. So we pulled up to mine and Angel's house. Like, me and Angel are kind of not super rich, but like in the middle of rich and with a decent amount of money. So we had like a little mini mansion, you know, nothing special. And Jonah's like, whoa, like your place is nice. And I said, yeah, thank you. And we were like just being like really good friends. And after we're done like studying for English, I'm like, oh my gosh, like he just made my life easier. He says, like, yeah, I'm always here, like if you need me. I said, thank you. And we were just like having fun. And Jonah's leaving. And like I'm walking him out of my house. And basically I gave him a kiss on the cheek. Yeah, so I gave him a cheek kiss, and so I was like, hey, like it's fine. So I was like, hey, like sorry, it's just thank you for all the help. He said, oh, it's fine, like. And so he just left, and I woke up, and that's the rest of my dream. But thank you all so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed. Goodbye.